Welcome to the inaugural episode of Natural Health Dialogue. We are here today, and you are going to get information. You may be able to get some of it other places, but you're not going to be able to get it in the same way you're going to be able to get it on this podcast. And you can tell from the title what the podcast is going to be about: all elements of natural health. And the reason I say you're not going to get this information really anywhere else in the same way is because the person who is the expert we're going to be talking to throughout this podcast has 21 years of experience in addressing issues and having a dialogue with his customers back and forth. Not only that, he's a naturopathic doctor with a lot of experience, and he also owns a natural health store in Oklahoma City. I'd like to welcome Randy Lee. Randy?
Thank you, Joseph. You're talking about credentials and the dialogue aspect of it. My choice has always been to work with my customers, with my clients, with my whatever you want to call them, the folks who come in who have health issues, and try to work with them to get them healthy. That started with the opening of my store 21 years ago. And within the first month, I had two young men walk into my store that kind of set the tone for how I would do the business up until the present day. They were both in their early 20s. They didn't come in together. They were both from Tinker Air Force Base. They were young airmen who were just out looking at stores. And they didn't use exactly the same words, but within a two-week period, they had each come in and asked me basically this question: I'm young, I'm healthy, I don't have any known health problems, I don't know my family history of health issues. Should I be taking anything that you have here in the store? And I didn't have a good answer for them right off the bat. So I did a couple of weeks of research and ran across the name Joel Wallach. Joel Wallach is sort of the father of modern-day supplementation. He worked as a veterinarian for about 20 years, then became a medical doctor. And about 20 years into becoming a medical doctor, he began to notice that when he was a veterinarian and animals got sick, he fed them something to get them well. But as people, when we get sick, we send them to the doctor who gave them a pharmaceutical drug. And so he began to work with natural products to try to develop a program to get people healthy using natural products. His work generated for him a nomination in 1995 for the Nobel Prize in Medicine. He was one of the five nominees. He didn't win that year. But the point is, his work was recognized for what he was doing. And basically what he said is that after they mapped the genome, they determined that the human body was built to seem to have been built to last for about 120 years. And he said that
I don't think anybody lives that long.
No, not many people. He said that if you die before you're 120, you'll die of one of two things. You'll either die of an accident — we don't have much to help you if you step out in front of a Mack truck — but he said it'll be an accident, or it'll be a nutritional deficiency. And so he outlined some 96 things that you needed to be taking every day in order to keep good health. And so the foundational thing was a good multiple vitamin that had 96 vitamins, minerals, amino acids, trace minerals, and essential fatty acids. And he said if you take those, then you've got a foundation for living 120 years. Beyond that, then, you have to deal with family genetics and environmental disasters and things that go on around you, or things that you've done, or things that you've put into your body that may have lessened that amount.
Sorry, are you guaranteeing that if people will listen to you and do what you tell them, they'll live 120 years?
I wish I could make that guarantee. Ultimately, God tells us how long we're going to live. But according to the Bible, in Genesis chapter 6, God says, I will not always strive with the hearts of men, but I'm going to limit them to 120 years. Mm. I thought it was interesting that it took 2,000 years for science to catch up with the Bible.
That's a
biblical point for me. My point is, we can't guarantee anything. Everybody's body is different. Nobody knows their body like you know your own body. Mm-hmm. And so consequently, your lifestyle, the things that you eat, the mm-hmm. things that you do, the environments in which you exist, your family genetics all play into it. But I do guarantee that if you do these kinds of things, you'll have a better lifestyle, better health, and the possibility of living longer.
And another thing that I can add is, not only is, and my name is Joseph, by the way.
Yeah.
Not only.
What did I say?
Maybe you did. I can't remember now. It's the inaugural podcast. We're not very experienced yet.
That's right.
Please give us a break. So I can also say that I'm also a customer. My family is a customer of Randy, and we have on a number of different issues brought them to him, and he has supplied more than once a solution to our problem. And so we trust him in terms of our health. And so what did you say to the two guys, Randy?
They never came back in. I never even talked to them directly, but I've talked to hundreds of people since then based on my research with two young men who didn't know me from Adam and had only come in just because it was a new store and they were just looking around. It's been, hence we've decided to name this podcast The Natural Health Dialogue. And the reason is because much of what I've got is book learning, but much of what I've learned in my business, people ask me all the time, how did you learn all of this stuff? And the answer is really, if I have a customer who comes into the store and says, what have you got for, and they name some ailment or some disease or something, then we can dialogue with them about what's going on in their lives, what their symptoms are, what their body systems are doing. We try to come up with supplements for them. But if somebody comes in my store and says, hey, I'd like a bottle of clove oil, they name a specific product that they want, then my next question for 21 years has been, what do you use that for? And start a dialogue with them, because I'm finding out that much of what people use individual ingredients for is based on family history, family dialoguing, things that they've learned from their parents, things that they've read in books or little known topics. I learn most of what I know from my 21 years experience dialoguing with my customers.
So your customers are telling you how the particular supplement, oil, or whatever product they have, how they use it and how it has worked for them. And you've accumulated that knowledge, and it bears on, adds to your book learning and creates the situation, the dialogue between you and your patients now.
My part of the dialogue is generally what I've learned out of books or what other customers have told me. Their part of the dialogue is what their personal experience and their family history has shown them. It makes for a good learning experience, regardless of how you look at it.
Absolutely. And we had intended to do a little more in this podcast, but another goal that we have is to keep these in bite-sized chunks, 10 minutes or so. And so we're almost out of time here on this one. But Randy, could you real quick talk about the most common question you get when people come into the store? And after that, we'll close.
I don't know about number one, but certainly within the top two or three questions is, I just don't feel good. I don't have any energy. And so if I had to come up with one question, one comment, it would be, how do I maintain more energy? And my answer goes back to Joel Wallach. You need 96 elements in your body every day in order to develop that. And so I have this little 30-second spiel that I give to people that says, consider that every cell in your body is an island, and they are. They don't actually touch. They reside in a substance called interstitial fluid. From the interstitial fluid, they draw vitamins, minerals, water, oxygen, phytonutrients, the things that build energy. In the mitochondria of the cells produce a substance called adenosine triphosphate. It's cellular energy. They dump that energy and the waste byproducts back into the interstitial fluid. The liver and the kidneys and other organs take out the waste byproducts, and the energy is there for you to use. Bottom line, no vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients, no energy. So that's kind of foundational. Everybody ought to be taking a multiple vitamin to get those 96 elements that Joel Wallach says we need to sustain life.
All right. And just in time, we're about on 10 minutes here. And so we'll draw this particular podcast to a close, but we're going to plan many more going forward on a number of specific issues designed to help you, the listener, on a particular topic, hopefully seasonally. We'll see how it goes. Thank you for listening. I'm Joseph.
and I'm Randy, and we thank you very much for your time and attention. Come and see us.